And so probably the furthest along phase three trial that many of us are eagerly awaiting is a study that is looking at chemotherapy with or without a stromal depleting agent called PEG-PH20, which is really a recombinant enzyme that is intended to target and break down that tumor stroma. And that's a biomarker-selected study that is specifically intended for patients whose tumors show high levels of this target called hyaluronic acid, that is the target of this enzyme that may degrade it and improve drug delivery.
Yeah, when I first heard about that agent, it made a lot of sense and sounded exciting. At this point, what do we know about efficacy and also tolerability? Because I know initially, I think there were problems with thrombosis.
So right now this is called the HALO trial, and it's right now in phase three testing. The phase two study, actually specifically for patients, for biomarker-selected patients, did show an improvement in median progression-free survival with chemotherapy plus this agent PEG-PH20. The side effects that accompany that drug include muscle cramps and aches. And because, as you correctly pointed out, the increased risk of thromboses, patients are actually prophylaxed with low molecular weight heparin. Now, that study that showed promising results used gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel as a backbone. SWOG did a cooperative group trial using FOLFIRINOX as the backbone with the addition of PEG-PH20. And those results were a little eye-opening and actually showed that, and this was not in a HA high, so not in a biomarker-enriched patient population, actually showed a worse survival with the addition of this experimental agent to FOLFIRINOX compared to FOLFIRINOX itself. So whether that was because of a large part of that might have been from excess toxicity and things, but it's not the first time that we've been taken aback with a strategy that kind of focuses on the tumor stroma or microenvironments. There's probably a yin and a yang to it. And by that, I mean, there are probably certain aspects of the tumor stroma that might in fact be reining in pancreatic tumors. And so there might be, again, pluses and minuses to really targeting or depleting that stroma.
Globally, what percent of pancreatic cancers are HA positive?
Probably somewhere in the range of 35 to 40% will be HA high.
So that trial that you were just talking about with the negative results included more than half the patients who, I guess, shouldn't have gotten it.
It is one of the criticisms of the study. We don't have yet the breakdown of that patient population by HA status.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Well, that's at least something in the first-line setting in phase three. Other than the problems you mentioned with the muscle aches and the need for anticoagulation, any other quality of life issues with the drug?
You know, the things I've mentioned are, you know, do affect quality of life. Some folks describe a bit of fluid retention and peripheral edema that goes along with it. A lot of these side effects tend to be at their worst early on, and then for patients who may do well longer term, I think their body acclimates to it to some degree.
When do you think we'll get a readout on that study?
The study is still ongoing. Hopefully we'll complete accrual sometime in the coming months, and then obviously depending on the number of events, we might get a readout maybe in later 2019 or more likely 2020.